Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, Robert Knott is going to be with us speaking of the arts. Right now, it is Animal Friday, and Bill Hutcheson is on his way in, driving rapidly yet safely, no doubt. So we're going to talk to him in just a couple of minutes. So before he gets here, I'd just like to announce a concert that is coming up, and it is at St. John's College on Sunday, the 6th of September. It is Brazilian music, played by Fred Storm, and we're going to hear just one track called Alma Brasileira. Very nice music by Fred Sturm. He played Alma Brasileira Villa-Lobos, and he is playing at St. John's College in the Great Hall on Sunday, September 6th. You can call St. John's College for more information. I'd like now to welcome Bill Hutchison.
Hey, good morning, Mary Charlotte. What a surprise to see you.
You had a little bit of technical emergency with your oatmeal cooker?
Yeah, technical emergency with my brain, which apparently was not working properly this morning.
Anyway, he is with us every first Friday of the month. Speaking of animals before we speak of the arts.
Yeah, I think it's always very appropriate that animals come before art, the two most important things in the world.
That's true. We're animals, kind of.
Kind of nothing. We're animals straight up and down.
Yes. We are all sorts of things. So what's happening over at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter? Tough times.
It is tough times. Speaking of tough times, one of the things we're trying to do is raise money, bits and bobs, wherever we can. We're having a garage sale on Saturday, tomorrow, at our spay-neuter clinic between Outback and Kohl's.
I didn't know you had a garage.
We do. We don't, actually. I just lied. I feel kind of bad about that. We got a clinic with a garage-like space in it, and we have lots of stuff. We put a call out to the community, and, man, people brought some very, very cool stuff in. Clothes, saddles, furniture, luggage. It's unbelievable. So
nice.
Tomorrow morning, 7 to 2, come buy stuff you need and want that you will probably sell in your next garage sale. But until then, come buy some stuff from our garage sale.
So that's happening at the Satellite Clinic?
The Satellite Clinic, our spay, neuter, and wellness clinic over 2570B Camino Entrada, right between Outback and Kohl's.
Yeah, it's near the motor vehicles.
Exactly, yeah, except it's much more fun to go to.
You think?
Always less of a wait, and there's interesting stuff.
And there's really nice people who work there, and you can get your dogs microchipped for a very low price.
Cheap.
Yep.
Yep. We really try to make sure that all these prices, we recently raised our rates just a bit for people who can afford it to help subsidize those who can't, but you'll still find it's much, much, much lower than private practice vets in town. If you can afford a private practice vet, of course, go. But if you can't, come see us at the wellness clinic.
So when I was trying to decide whether to just have a monologue about animals or whether to play a song, and made the latter decision.
A good choice.
The thing
I think
that I didn't talk about was the new paperback book that my dog Horatio is writing.
What is he writing about?
It's called Milk is from Mars, Honey is from Venus.
I think he's probably in a uniquely qualified position to write that book.
He is, because those are my two dogs, and their behavior is so gender identified.
The only thing I hate about dogs who write is the constant typing all night long. It keeps
I know,
you up. You can't go to sleep. Tick, 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 tick. And it's worse with their little nails on the keyboard. Such a noisy sound.
Well, especially since they use those old electric typewriters from the 70s.
Sure, you crank it on and before they even hit a button, you hear that whorm.
I know, especially these days. Those things make a lot of noise.
Yes, they do.
So what else is happening at the animal shelter? You've got a very interesting hospice program.
Yeah, we've started two new programs, which we've managed to do without adding anything to our budget, and they're both really lovely programs. We have always served animals at the beginning of their lives pretty well. We do a lot of neonatal foster for critters that come into us that are too young to be moved into adoption. We have an amazing network of foster parents. We've talked about that on the show before. And, of course, in the middle of their life, that's when we get most of them. We put them up for adoption. We walk them through the behavior situations they need to be dealt with. We get them spayed and neutered and then move them into new homes. But animals at the end of their lives, as our friend Ula Peterson at Kindred Spirits has often said, are sadly neglected. And so we're doing a couple of new programs that are designed specifically to start reaching animals at the end of their lives. It's, you know, in a certain way, I think we owe them more then than we do at any other time, because they've gone through an entire lifetime living on a planet with us, who made them in a certain way. And
we did make them. They're domesticated. They're
absolutely
bred.
Absolutely.
They do not exist. Most of them do not exist in nature.
No.
And if put there, would not last very long.
No, absolutely not. The dogs and cats that we have built, so to speak, in the world, especially dogs, do not operate the way that their wild kin do. So we certainly owe them a lot at the end of their lives. So one of the programs is our Project Sunset program. There are people in our community who, when it comes time, when they've had an animal in their lives for a long time, and it comes time to let that animal go, when it's just too aged or sick, to let it continue. One of the best things for that animal is to be with their person when they go. So our Project Sunset program allows both people who can't necessarily afford to have their pet put to sleep with them at a private practice clinic, or people who have had long relationships with the shelter. They got their animal from the shelter. We've helped them through a lot of medical services, etc. So we can be there with them, and they can be with their animal with this incredible staff, our Project Sunset staff, who works with these owners who are bringing their animals in to be put to sleep in a gentle way, right in their arms, are unbelievable. There's half a dozen of us at the shelter who do this. And it is an experience that I can't say enough about. The privilege it is that people bring in their beloved companions to be with us as they say goodbye, and to be able to have that person hold that dog or cat right in their arms as they go, it's really unbelievable. It's like nothing I've ever experienced. And so doing that program has been one of the ways we're really working to honor and serve these older animals. The one that I think is really beautiful alongside that is our hospice foster program. We get in a lot of dogs and cats who they're not really able to go into adoption. They're very old. Some of them are really right toward the last 6-12 months of their lives. And those animals deserve to live out their lives. They've lived a long time. They've put in a lot of effort.
Where are their owners?
They come to us in so many ways. Sometimes, believe it or not, they're stray. Sometimes they wander away from wherever they were.
A stray old dog.
Absolutely. It absolutely happens. It's not the most common thing in the world. Most of our strays are young, perky little animals who are very easy to adventure away from home. But some of them are just old, infirm animals who wander away and never get found for whatever reason. And we really just don't know the provenance of so many of them. They don't tell us, and so we've kind of stopped asking. But they come to us sometimes when an owner has passed away and we inherit the animal because, say, there is no family or the family declines to take the animal in.
That's what happened to me with my dachshund, Dugan.
Absolutely.
My friend's grandmother died and he ended up with me, and I spent 2 marvelous years with this angelic dachshund.
And the ancient ones are kind of, they're fantastic in a very, very deep way that that younger animals don't have until they age like fine wine.
They've done so much reading and thinking about their lives that they're really in the philosophical wisdom stage.
They're able to contain the entire universe inside their little bitty skulls. So the hospice foster program places these animals that come to the shelter with special hospice foster volunteers who really, it takes a lot to be a hospice foster person, and
no
we're
kidding.
Always looking for more. If you are interested in becoming a hospice foster person, just email me at shelter@sfhumanesociety.org. I'll say that again later. But it requires somebody who's willing to, say, clean up after an incontinent animal, to put some rugs down in slippery spaces because, you know, their hips aren't as strong. It's harder to walk around. To really just be there with them as they slip into sort of this magnificent twilight time that very, very few animals in shelters get to have anymore. And so we're trying to give that back to them. We need more hospice foster families because these animals have very, very real needs.
It can be a very wonderful time. Like my little dog Dugan was pretty much happy and alert till the end, and he declined and died very quickly, which is a blessing for any creature, human or animal, as opposed to going through a long illness. But I've met dogs and had dogs who go through a phase where they lose their faculties one by one. And
yes.
They go out into the yard and they forget where they live and bark at the tree and things like that.
Absolutely. And that, you know, we see it as more and more of the human population gets older because we have, you know, our medical technology is such that you can stay alive for an awfully long time these days. And certainly it's the same with our animals. And there is this feeling, I think, that when an animal starts to slip in the ways that you're talking about, that it's perhaps less of the animal that it was. But I will tell you and all our listeners, that is so completely not the case. They are as we are. The core, the essential parts of them are still there. And to deny them that, to deny them the chance, this very real need that I think a lot of us have to slip into the end much the way we slipped into the beginning, a little dim, a little slow, but still very much ourselves. That to me is a tremendous gift we get to give back to them.
It does allow contemplation on the subject of what is self.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think if any time you work with animals, you spend a lot of time in contemplation about what is self, what is soul, what is identity, you know, what makes a creature a thinking creature. And it's funny, I was having a conversation with Mary Martin, our executive director, about this the other
day.
She is beyond fabulous. And she was talking about how early in her life she didn't always see that thing that we see in animals sometimes, that very, very, very real identity, this personality, a whole set of choices and preferences, things we want, things they don't like to do, moods they get into. And she was talking about just coming around to seeing that and how much it enriched her experience with animals. And I think, indeed, for all of us, another way to really understand that experience and to have it enriched is to spend time with really old animals.
Yeah.
Much the same way it is very enriching to spend time with very old people. You know, they need people more at that point than at another point. And certainly with animals, it's no different. That dog who wanders out into the backyard and barks at trees, that animal needs somebody to touch it and to comfort it, to tell it it's going to be okay. And just imagine having your knowledge of the world dim, a world that is already sort of faster and more than you can deal with a lot of the time, to have that comfort of another person who provides you with some feeling of safety, even if you can't understand it. That's something else.
We're talking to Bill Hutchison from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. So, do you have any animals up for adoption? I actually, which is a rhetorical question, because there's always animals up for adoption.
Why, funny you should ask.
I went to the website the other day just to look at the portraits of the animals, which are, some of them are great.
Yeah, we have our adoption counselors, especially AJ, does these. She has this incredibly deft eye with the camera. Can you have a deft eye? Suddenly I'm not sure if that metaphor works.
Yeah.
She's got a great eye with the camera to not just take a good picture, but to really capture the personality of the animal when it goes up on the website, because that's so important. You know, for those of us stuck in the ether wave wanting to interact with animals, those pictures are all you got. So it's got to show you exactly who you're looking at. I would like to say we have rabbits. We have so many rabbits. We had guinea pigs right after the G-Force movie came out. They're all gone. Thank God. The community really came in and adopted
these. Now we need
a
bunny movie.
But we got 13. No, we don't need a bunny movie because we already have the bunnies. What we decidedly do not need is a bunny movie.
Oh, I thought a bunny movie would make people want to adopt bunnies.
A bunny movie does make people want to buy bunnies. I think what happened with our guinea pig movie was that a lot of people wanted to buy guinea pigs. And then when they were not able to parachute out of airplanes or use machine guns or whatever they do in the movie, they could not be returned to the pet stores. And so we ended up with, it was like 1 or 1.5 kajillion guinea pigs. And now somehow, without even having a rabbit movie, we have 13 rabbits. Having a rabbit special. Our normal rabbit adoption fee will now get you 2 bunnies, which will be spayed or neutered, because rabbits breed like rabbits. We don't want that to happen.
Rabbits multiply like bunnies.
They absolutely do, and they are not ashamed about doing it. So come get your 2 spayed or neutered bunnies. We have, they're really magnificent, and I'll confess a little bit of, here's a new word for us, lagomorphophobia, which is a fear of rabbits. I am a little bit...
Lagomorphophobia.
Yes, I'm a little bit lagomorphophobic.
Are they lagomorphs?
They are.
What's a lagomorph?
It's a rabbit. I don't know what else it is. It's also a jackrabbit. These bunnies, they have... despite my bunny fear, even I have seen this. They have real personalities. You can train a rabbit very easily to use a litter box. They have toys they love to play with. They chuckle. They really have these very rich inner lives that I really would have never guessed rabbits had in a million years. But they're lovely. They need homes.
And they eat carrots.
They eat carrots. They love fresh veggies. If you've never thought about a house rabbit and you don't have a cat, or you have a cat that is for some reason very friendly to rabbits.
And don't have a dog.
Some dogs can interact with rabbits, but I would certainly say err on the side of caution when adopting a rabbit if you already have a dog. You can get lots of information from the local House Rabbit Society if you Google House Rabbit New Mexico. they will tell you all about it. Dogs are not necessarily a deal breaker, but they should be looked at with caution when bringing a rabbit into your home.
But the litter box is a deal maker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This idea that you have this sort of... People often imagine jackrabbits bouncing off the walls of their home when we talk about adopting a rabbit. No, 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 no. They like to lay curl in, on their back in your arms like a baby while you scratch their belly. They're fairly clean. They're certainly cleaner than most dogs, although perhaps slightly less clean than most cats. Although if you've ever seen my cat...
Now, wait a minute. Okay, so I would also like to extend condolences to the owners of the doggy Rico, Claudia and Stephen Inouye, the Toyota man, and his wonderful wife, who is they're both great supporters of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. And they had this great dog who got very sick very rapidly.
Rico,
and died.
Do you know the story of Rico? They found Rico 7 years ago on honeymoon in Puerto Rico and fell in love with this dog. You know, it was just a Puerto Rican stray dog. And they really went through an incredible amount of red tape and hoo-ha to get Rico brought to the States. But he had an incredible
life. You'd think that because
life.
Puerto Rico is part of the United States, that he wouldn't have to go through all the immigration green card. But he did.
He absolutely did. And that was even pre-Patriot Act. God knows what it'd be like to get a dog into the country now. He'd have to have his security clearance checked.
That's right.
He's probably on a no-bark list
he
somewhere.
He could be a terrierist.
Oh, that's good. I wasn't even expecting that. But yes, Claudia and Steven's dear, dear dog, Rico, passed away, and their friends started a fund at the animal shelter called Rico's Fund, which will be used for spay and neuter, which is the Inouye's great, great passion. So I would encourage you, there's some more information on our website. You can find everything on our website. You can find more information on Rico's Fund. Everything, certainly, that's worth knowing about animals in Santa Fe. Information about Rico's Fund, details on our garage sale tomorrow, lots and lots and lots of adoptable animals. And when I say lots, I mean lots. We got lots. Look at the website and come and get one, please. We also still have our cat special on, by the way. Greatly reduced cat adoption fees because, friends, we got cats coming out our ears, bunnies coming out our nose, and dogs coming out of places I can't tell you about.
And you've got ears coming out of your cats.
Oh, like crazy. Two of them sometimes.
That's right.
Up
the top.
Two.
With
yes.
Over the whiskers. Okay, before this gets any further, I would like to say that Bill Hutchison is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. He's with us here the first Friday of every month. We'll see you in about a month.
I will be glad to be back. It's always a joy to come and talk critters with you.
Critters indeed.
So visit our website, sfhumanesociety.org.
And if you've ever thought of having a, what's the word that you like to use, companion animal?
Yes. I'm willing to use pet. I've really been thinking a lot about this lately, and I'm amending my belief to say it's okay to use the word pet. It's all a matter of intention.
That's because you were the teacher's pet.
I was a little bit sometimes.
We're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.
Good morning and welcome back to the Radio Cafe. I am Mary Charlotte. No, wait, I'm not Mary Charlotte. This is Bill back with you to introduce Speaking of the Arts and Robert Knott.
Let's
Mary
just
Charlotte
talk about women and Sasquatch
deeply indisposed.
I know it, good. This is a good time for us to talk about
women
that.
And Sasquatch. That's two of our most favorite subjects whenever we're on the radio
Plus
together.
Plus Wildest Police videos.
I've never seen those.
You never watch those?
No.
Do you ever see that show with Danny Bonaducci and those people where they make fun of stupid criminals that get caught?
It's not liking to watch them. It's just never actually watching them for some reason.
I
really enjoy that sort of sordid, prurient, spy reality found footage stuff.
I understand, and I agree with you that she's quite a babe, this dame that does the show. Oh, she's back.
I'm back. Who's a babe?
Well, he was just saying we both thought you were a pretty hot number.
Me?
Yeah.
The I only Mary
were,
Charlotte.
I thought you were referring to one of the underwear ads in the Positiempo.
No. We're talking about you.
Oh, well, gee, thanks.
What a lovely figure eight you got there. I once dated a woman that was a figure eight. Unfortunately, it was six on the bottom and two on top. Anyway, so what's going on this week? You want to know?
I would like to know, and I will tell you that my laptop is very sick and is not with me today. And in fact, if anybody from Dot Foil Computer Services is listening, I will be there at about 9:05. But I don't. All the things that I was going to announce
Fine.
Are on my laptop, except for...
Go ahead.
The return of the healthcare Avenger. Healthcare reform is on. Labor Day of action.
That's not art.
What?
That's not art.
It's as important as arts. How can you make art if you're not healthy?
I know, but we talk about the arts and we've agreed that we'll talk about dogs and cats. Now we're talking about healthcare.
Listen, I'm just saying. It's Labor Day on Monday. It's a Labor Day day of action. It's a picnic in the rail yard park. All totally free, noon to 3 o'clock, Monday, September 7th. Free okay. food, music.
Oh, that's different.
Health fair, speakers, plus information you need to know.
Oh, good, good, good. They're
produced
wrapping
around by the Northern New Mexican Central Labor Council.
I buy that, okay.
You buy that. I'm not selling it.
Speaking
I'm just
of email, sometimes people email me things they want on the show, and that's okay, but usually I leave work Thursday about 5:30, and I generally don't check my email Friday morning, and I can't get my work email at home. So if you don't reach me by 5:30 the night before, don't blame me if I don't mention it, because sometimes I'll come back Friday after the show and find emails like 7 in the morning on Friday. It's too late. It's too late to... What's that song? I really, really want to... I'll think about that later. Hey, so guess what? Happy birthday.
Is it your birthday, Mary Charlotte?
No, it's Santa Fe's 400.
Oh, yes.
She's looking good for a 400-year-old.
Happy birthday to you. 400. It's kicking off this weekend.
Way older than the country that it sits in.
I know it. That's because... well, it's something to do with some other explorer that came up here and checked the place out before Columbus did. Anyway, 400. Starts this weekend, Fort Marcy Park off Bishop's Lodge Road. It's, I think it's a three-day Labor Day weekend fiesta with workshops, demonstrations, kid-friendly antics, popular and classical music at Majors Field. Viva Santa Fe runs from 10 to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. It's a cultural kaleidoscope. What do you make of that?
It's a lot of things going on. I'm going to be interviewing actually two different historians of Santa Fe, one of New Mexico, one talking about the 18th century and one about the 17th and 18th centuries here in this area, and we're going to be airing those interviews next week.
Excellent. At 5:30 on Sunday, they're going to fill the Santa Fe 400th Legacy Time Capsule. I suggested they put A, a copy of Pasta Tiempo in it, and B, some bottled water, because in 400 years, I doubt you're going to have either one of those around. So anyway, it's a full weekend of events. Go down to Fort Marcy. You can. There's also some concerts. Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra is doing some Gershwin's Cuban Overture and some other stuff. Those things are happening at the Lenzic, and you can call 988-1234. No, maybe they're not at the Lenzic. My apologies. These are all the stuff at the field. But call the Lenzic if you want tickets to the music. Otherwise, just going down to see what we're doing for the 400th is free at Fort Marcy Park. I'll be building sets all weekend at Warehouse 21 for my upcoming show.
Do you ever look at those old Museum of New Mexico archive pictures of Santa Fe, say from 50, 100, 200, to, well, I guess not 200, but from years and years ago, and you get that sense that I don't think we have on a daily level that this is an old city. A lot of lives have moved through here.
I know.
You're right.
When you think about that, sometimes I was on Canyon Road at the Zaguán Gallery space, the historical...
El Zaguán.
Foundation. And those rooms there, you walk in, especially to that living room, and you can kind of feel the vibes of everybody who's ever been in there. It's really weird.
You almost feel like you can see, say, someone riding a horse down Canyon Road, shimmering in the distance. Not quite there, but almost a little bit.
I know, and then you leave and that feeling is gone. It's funny, and those old buildings with the creaky old wooden floors and the doorways
You guys are scaring me. I got to go home tonight and watch the Most Haunted program. What are you doing here? It's not Halloween. Yeah, I'm not going to sleep tonight.
You're the one who gives ghost tours.
That's
I know,
right.
But I like to do the ghost stuff. I like to tell the story. I don't like to be told them. They make me nervous.
Why don't you like to be told them?
Because the two of you, the creaky doors. You're doing the werewolf behind the door. Don't do that stuff to me.
A city pregnant with history.
Just like those unspayed dogs at the shelter.
That's
They're speaking
pregnant
of history,
with the future.
Thursday night, Zobra, out at Fort Marcy, I ought to know. You can get tickets in advance, and they'll watch as they put fire to his pants. 988-1234 is a number you call if you want the tickets to Zozo. And I think you should be there because I am planning to go.
Where can you put your gloom this year? I know there are always stations around town where you could have gloom depositories that will be part of the gloomy Zozobric conflagration.
I wake up in the morning and I had
a
really...
Did you use Zozobra as an adjective, Zozobric?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
That's really good.
Thank you very much.
I wake up in the morning today. I had a really rough night last night. Stuff happened. And the next thing you know, my dog Rio's there and all my gloom goes away. Rio is like this Zozobra of my household. and Jimmy helps.
Wow, I might start using that at the. Might start using that at the shelter.
Yeah. Why don't you name some of the dogs up for adoptions? Zobra. No, that's probably not a good idea.
It might be copyrighted.
Zobra's Thursday night. I have to go cover it for the newspaper. So.
Hey, tonight Sarah Watkins is playing at the Santa Fe Brewing Company at 7:30. And
that's right.
Although my computer is not working, I believe that she's going to be on KSFR today between 2 and 3, live at the studio.
I've heard a rumor she's a fiddler extraordinaire.
A fiddler extraordinaire. Excellent.
That's good. Did you ever see that Three Stooges short where they're fiddlers to the king and they do the fairy tales? It's hilarious. And Larry becomes little Miss Muffet and the spider comes down and scares him. That stuff's great.
Larry. Yeah. Oh, that's why it's hilarious.
Roberta Flack, one of my favorites from the 70s, who I was hoping to interview for Pasta Tampa but didn't quite come through. She'll be teaming up with Sean Colvin to perform a musical celebration across generations. Tonight, 7:30, Santa Fe Opera. You can get standing room only tickets all the way up to higher price tickets. Call the Opera, 986-5900. Remember that song, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face? Do you ever sing that or think about that in connection with me, Mary Charlotte?
No. But I do remember the first time I ever saw you. We had, you and I believe Craig Smith, had pizza or something with my friend Angela.
That's right, and we told
many,
dirty
many
jokes.
Years ago, and I wasn't doing this yet, and therefore you completely overlooked me.
We went to a Mexican restaurant that's now gone on Cerritos Road, and we told dirty stories because the two girls wanted to hear dirty jokes from men.
We did?
Yes, and I remember the joke I told, and you guys thought it was hilarious.
Okay, well, if anybody wants to hear that joke, come to the Santa Fe Baking Company today at 9:01.
No, you're being naughty.
All right.
Robert Knott will be telling jokes from 9:01 to 9:03.
I only know one dirty joke, and it's the joke I tell, and you guys, every time I tell it to a woman, they think it's hilarious. Every time I tell it to a man, they just tell me that they're going to beat me up or something. Tom Masson Mancuso, On Earth as They Are in Heaven, that's the show at CCA, 1050 Old Pecos Trail. It's the cover story in today's Pasta Tempo, and that lady, I think, is relatively familiar.
I love that picture. That's an incredible picture.
Jackie Kennedy
is a saint.
Doug, Michael Abetamarco actually wrote this piece, a freelancer for us. Go take a look. The show's great. The photos are great. Look at the story, page 38 in Pasa Tiempo.
A friend of mine who was an art professor used to call the way art history was taught lives of the saints, because they kind of sanctified, you know, Picasso and Braque and all those people.
You get this sort of mortal deification within the arts.
Yeah. And they were such, in a way, such ordinary and often not very nice people. And that stuff gets kind of whitewashed over in light of their great genius.
Which often they were very convinced of, certainly in the case of Picasso.
Yeah.
When I was about 10 years old, lightning struck the gutter on the house behind me. And it flew along the gutter and then it went down and just missed the man standing in the parking lot. And Act of God is a movie about what happens to people struck by lightning. It's opening at the screen today. Paul Wideman saw it. He thinks it's pretty terrific.
It's a documentary.
I'm not even lying when I tell you that in high school I had a physics teacher who had been struck by lightning twice.
The same time?
No. Separated by about 15 years. He was a very, very strange man. I don't know if it was a result or if perhaps it was his strangeness that drew the lightning to him, but
isn't there some TV show about a guy that gets struck by lightning and becomes a superhero?
Probably. Seems like there's been, that seems like a metamorphic move for a lot of comic book heroes.
Because they all get into these antics where like a spider bites them and they become Spider-Man, or
they fall into a vat of radiation that gets struck by lightning and turns them into.
I mean, at least Superman came from another planet. That I can accept. But the other guys, I question their background. I'm very curious about this.
That's going on my list of not-isms. Spider-Man, I question your background.
Revanche means revenge. It's a terrific movie. It goes beyond being a thriller. It's a really good story of human relationships. I saw it. It's at Regal de Vargas. Please go see it. It's in German and Russian with subtitles. It's just a beautiful story about a bunch of characters who do bad things and you end up really forgiving them. De Vargas has a slew of really good semi-art house movies right now running. 500 Days of Summer still there. I wasn't crazy about it. Away We Go is there. It's pretty damn good.
Did you see the new Quentin Tarantino movie?
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't had time.
Nor have I.
Yeah. Taking Woodstock is okay. I didn't think it was great. Did either of you see it?
No.
Not yet.
It captures the mood of the time, but it really goes all over the place.
I love the director, and I love the lead actor, but I find them, certainly without having seen it, I don't know what I'm talking about, but they seem very disparate people to join in a movie.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work. That's a good way to put it. But it's okay. I ran into a woman on the dog trail who said she loved it, so don't always listen to me.
You don't always trust people on a dog trail.
Meanwhile, at warehouse...
You have to basically look at their dog.
That's true. Some people have lying dogs.
I know I do.
Absolutely. That's
my
why
dog
I don't really
lies
trust
down
you.
All the time. What are you talking about? He's sleepy. He lies down, a lying dog.
Both of you have very, very conniving animals.
Yeah, but then we have some non-conniving animals.
That's true.
It shows the multiple sides.
That's right.
The many moods of Robert Knott.
The many moods of Robert Knott, man of mystery, man of history. I can't wait to release my new collection of CDs. It's just autobiographical. It's called What Went Wrong. It's great tunes.
You know, what's happening at Body of Santa Fe? They wrote me an email saying to announce something, which of course I didn't memorize, and now my laptop is in a state of sadness. Do you know what's happening there?
I might find something somewhere in the calendar today.
Well, anyway, go to bodyofsantafe.com and check it out. They're kind of across the street and a little bit down from the Santa Fe Baking Company, and my job is done.
If it's allergy season still for some people, you may not be amused by Hay Fever, the old coward comedy playing at the Santa Fe Playhouse. But it's there, 988-4262, 8 p.m. tonight, tomorrow, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. I think this is the last weekend. I've not yet made it there only because I've been tied up with my own rehearsal, so I'm sorry.
Speaking of Hay Fever, when I was in Sweden last summer, the way that they say hello is by saying hey, H-E-J. And I'll tell you, it's the best thing in the world to just wander into place after place and go, hey, and have somebody say back, hey.
That's pretty cool.
It was awesome. It felt like I knew everybody where I was, and I didn't have to talk to them.
Give us a quick recap of Swedish women.
Oh, man alive. I think we've talked about that. I just can't. I can't. It's too painful because I wasn't there. Everyone from the security guards to the garbage collectors were 10 times more beautiful than everybody in this country.
Does that include the men, too?
Absolutely. Hands down.
Is that because they're not drinking as much beer as us?
There were men there that were more beautiful than most of the women I've ever seen.
It's probably because they have universal health care.
I suspect that is exactly what it is. They're also fairly happy, they're literate, and they're employed.
Is there Swedish beer?
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible.
Uh-huh. See, we found a fault. Good.
Yes.
I knew if I could.
Yeah, but they can import
it
from, like, Belgium.
Oh, yeah. You can get good beer from all over the rest of Europe. You just don't drink the Swedish stuff.
Fiesta de los Niños, a children's celebration, games, crafts, entertainment, 10 to 4 Saturday, El Rancho de los Golondrinas, 334 Los Pinos Road. You got to pay to get in unless you're under 12. It's free. 471-2261. Meanwhile, the boy-girl band with Art Landy, improvisational jazz, 8 o'clock at Gig, Saturday night. Got to pay to get in. Gig is on 2nd Street, 1808, Suite H. Check out Gig, Santa Fe.
I don't know what you're saying, but I really like the way you're saying it.
Thanks. I'm having a little more fun. I thought I'd do a little more, put a little influence into some of my incantations.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks.
I can almost imagine you as an animated character doing this now. Really,
that's
wouldn't that be great?
I welcome you.
Have a little 30-minute short on cable TV that was like the Mary Charlotte and Robert Knott show, but it's a cartoon.
It doesn't matter who you have as the third person.
Just the Robert Knott show.
It's always two against one. I mean, I'm being nice. I'm just doing my stuff.
Are you kidding? It's the best thing in the world to say you'd make a great cartoon.
He just called me a cartoon, too.
It's true. You're both
very
animated.
Yeah, he call you a cartoon, and you're fine. You're batting your eyes at him. I call you a cartoon, and it ends up to angry emails and stuff. Okay, the Santa Fe Ring.
What?
Gilded Age Politics in Old New Mexico by David L. Caffey, historian and vice president of the Clovis Community College and the Historical Society of New Mexico. This sounds like an interesting topic. Do you know much about the Santa Fe Ring?
Not at all. Nothing.
Have you heard of engagement ring?
Yes.
Wedding ring?
Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah. And then there's Suffolk.
Wagner's ring.
That's right. This is the Santa Fe Ring. This is the guys that were bad guys that were hooked up with bad politics here like 100 years ago, and they were fighting Billy the Kid. There was a sex scandal. Anyway, it's 3 o'clock Tuesday. It's free.
Minus Billy the Kid, it doesn't really sound like much has changed, perhaps.
I just got a note written on the back of receipt paper from here at the Santa Fe Book Company, the Ace Annual Book Sale, bookendsetc.com, Saturday and Sunday, September 5th and 6th, 10 to 4 at Wild Oats Community Room, sponsored by the New Mexico Jewish Historical Society.
I freak out when I see used bookstores crop up in this town, because this town has some of the finest libraries, and even its cast-offs tend to be pretty spectacular. The Unitarian Church book sale, spectacular.
Yeah. We got readers in this town.
Oh, thank the Lord.
We support multiple independent bookstores, which are fantastic.
All of them.
If anybody has not been to the new Collected Works bookstore yet, which is now on Galisteo, just around the corner from their old location across from the Lenzik on West San Francisco.
It is beautiful.
Speaking of spectacular. And then Garcia Street Books is fabulous.
Fabulous.
And for those with a spiritual bent, the Ark Bookstore is fabulous. They sell all kinds of gifts and stuff there besides books.
Nice place to go if you need yourself a little Ganesh.
Books are fun, especially if you read them.
Like Baba Ganesh?
Oh. Stacy Pearl had us over for dinner this week from Mouth of Wonder on KSFR. She made, hands down, the best Baba Ganoush that I have ever had in my life. And I went on about it to an obnoxious amount so that she actually sent it home with me in a Ziploc bag. It was spectacular. Spectacular.
She's a very, very, very good cook.
Unbelievably good cook. Unbelievably good cook.
I wish I were a good cook.
I would highly recommend just going by Stacy's house any night. Just knock on the door. I'll give you the address later.
Man, I got to stop eating that frozen pizza at Trader Joe's. Okay, more good lectures. I'm trying to help out the academics in town, despite you two continually interrupting. St. John's College lecture. Get this. Constitution Day lecture. Can Lincoln count? The Gettysburg Address and the Foundation of the Constitution by Tutor Lawrence Nee, NEE, 315 Wednesday, Junior Common Room up in the Peterson Student Center. It's free, 984-6000. Now, what would you make of Can Lincoln Count? Is he talking about 47 years ago before Lincoln said this?
Well, I don't know. We need more information.
It's the Gettysburg Address. Isn't that what he said?
It is, but that may or may not be what they're actually talking about.
But let's do quick math. So let's say Lincoln gave this address when, 1861?
I think it was 1953.
No, it was 1861 or two.
And so he's saying 87 years ago.
Right. And so 87 years before, what was that?
I don't know.
87 years before 61 would have been 26 years, 1774.
1774.
So it would have been,
well,
probably trying to get to the 1776.
So he was 1776. So yeah. Maybe he was, I don't know. This ties in with the 400-year
anniversary.
Well,
this could be a short lecture. Can Lincoln count? Yes. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Don't be ridiculous. It's probably got some, can Lincoln count? Yes. No, this has probably got some weight to it. I think people should consider it. That evening, by the way, they have another lecture called A Long Time Coming, the 17th Century Pueblo-Spanish War. That's by historian and author John Kessel at 6:30. St. Francis Auditorium, very inexpensive to get in. Call the New Mexico History Museum for tickets, 476-5200. So there are a lot of lectures this week, tying in with all the birthdays and the fiesta and stuff like that. Although next weekend is really Fiesta Weekend, and that's when I'll sing my version of Viva Las Vegas, only as Viva La Fiesta. What time is it?
8:52.
Yikes, time flies when I got two people here interrupting me.
Do you go to lectures?
What?
Do either of you actually go to lectures?
Occasionally.
I mean, there are some great ones. There are some stinkers, but there are some really spectacular ones.
What's the best last lecture you went to?
I saw an SFI, Santa Fe Institute, lecture on genomics, which is totally not my purview.
What is genomics?
The study of genes.
Oh, right.
And it was brilliant. It was
I
one of the most.
I can see why you'd like that. You were studying the gene of that blonde walking by just now.
Santa Fe Institute has some lectures coming up celebrating the birthday of Murray Gell-Mann, who was one of our great thinkers in town. They did a series of lectures post Darwinism a while back, and it was sort of like they had three or four or five different lecturers, and they each spoke in about 20 minutes, what should have taken about 7 hours. It was unbelievable.
Concentrated brilliance.
Yeah, but you couldn't, unless you already knew what they were talking about, you had no clue. So that's the trick with that stuff, is to make it accessible to the public.
Did you know that Murray Gell-Mann invented the electric can opener?
Shush.
I can see the look on your face. You're wondering if it's true or not.
It's not true.
No, it's not true. But it'd be great if it was.
Well, whoever invented that and the regular can opener makes many dogs happy.
Absolutely.
I make my dog's own food. I don't need a can opener.
Yes, I know. You're doing it
yourself. I just need to get some of that tubular hamburger from the supermarket
and
cook it down with rice.
Probably got some guns in your house for the day when you have to be a survivalist.
Mary Charlotte is totally ready for the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, right.
Everybody in town knows that.
Okay, where were we?
Where were we?
Juan C.D. Flamenco Theater Company is still playing at Marita Bayonetti's Cabaret up at the Lodge of Santa Fe.
Last chance.
It's the last chance. Season finale, Sunday the 6th, 988-1234. I'll ever sing for you. It's the last time that I'll tell you just how much I really care. Santa Fe Society of Artists group show. They're still at the First National Bank on Saturday. Head on down, 9 to 5:30. Santa Fe Fiesta Council Arts and Crafts Show is on the plaza this weekend, 9 to 6. I expect the streets will be cut off. Santa Fe Farmers Market still going on over there in Paseo de Peralta near the railroad tracks, 7 o'clock to noon. And there's many other antics going on. The Rifters playing Americana and Country at Jackalope on Saturday, 2 o'clock. That's not the Drifters who sang Up on the Roof, which is a great song. I think they also sang This Magic Moment. Remember that song?
I love that song.
I do indeed.
This magic moment, so distant, yet so new.
I like that song because it has a very narrow range of notes. It's one of a handful that I can actually sing. But I'm
so
not going to sing it.
Do you sing it at karaoke at the Cowgirl on Monday nights while doing tequila shots?
I don't think they have that one on the karaoke list because I went there. But I'll look for that. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that's a four-note range. That's a good thing.
I do a lot of karaoke at home. Background vocals by two little dogs.
That's not karaoke.
One big dog and one. Mary Charlotte's karaoke.
Okay, it's karaoke.
I have an audience and I have a background track. It's all the karaoke I need.
That's pretty good. I got to get over to that. I got to get over to that Geeks Who Drank.
Yeah, we need to do that. We were going to do that and clean up the prize.
I know. I was going to go to Sweden with
I've
you.
Got
to
do something with all the useless knowledge in my head.
I'm visiting Gallup. Let's say you're Pecos, Glorieta Battlefield. If you're interested in Civil War history, head on out there. It's not far away, 25 miles east of Santa Fe. It's 1 o'clock Saturdays at Johnson's in Madrid, down in Madrid. Sculptor and Sculptor's Artist Talk by Doug C-Z-O-R, probably Zor.
That's a great last name. It's like a superhero last name.
There we go again. That's probably another one of these guys that has a convoluted history.
Absolutely. If he was struck by lightning, I would say don't let him look at you with his laser beam eyes.
Unless you're friendly.
Yeah, then you're fine, of course.
He wanted to be the Czar.
Maybe the Czar is like the Czar who flies.
Poor guy. I mentioned his name. Now he's getting... I know with a name like Nod, I've had 48 years of these kind of jokes. 1 to 3 Saturday. Johnson's in Madrid. Head on down there. Since we made fun of Doug Zor's name, you should go see the show. Also, it's the first Saturday's Madrid Galleries Art Walk. And it's also first Friday Palace Avenue Art Walk here in Santa Fe. So head on down there. Among the shows is Chuck Jones, I Think, Therefore I Acme.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that great? Because
yeah.
Acme, remember the Acme Pop
Company? Absolutely.
I wonder how that coyote got, like, what did he use money orders to get all that stuff?
It was a cartoon. That's just artistic license. You don't need to know.
No, but, like, he always got the Acme props, like dynamite and stuff. And he was
I suspect he was running some kind of credit card scam where he would intercept people's credit card offers, steal their identities. I mean, he was a wily coyote, you know. I don't think he was working for the money.
It's devolved to this.
But how come Roadrunner didn't ever order anything?
Because Roadrunner was kind of stupid, let's be honest.
But he was fast.
He was fast.
He was not particularly bright. He had a tiny head. There's very little room for a brain in that tiny head.
Do you remember when Wile E. Coyote met Bugs Bunny once? They tried to switch that out?
No.
Yeah, there's an episode.
Is it time to go yet?
What time is it?
It's like, I think 8:58.
Well, then I would be remiss if I didn't mention one more time the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society garage sale. Buy stuff so that the animals can have a nice shelter to live in.
Saturday, Sunday, both?
Tomorrow, 7 to 2.
7 in the morning?
Yeah. Believe me, if you've met these garage sale people, they're going to be lining up at 4:45.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 7 to 2 at our spay-neuter clinic between Outback and Kohl's.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. Robert Knott is with us here just about every Friday. He's the associate editor of the Pasatiempo. He's here speaking of the arts. Bill Hutcherson sometimes stays and speaks of the arts and dogs with us, too.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte and Robert. We always have fun together.
We do. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Hey, you can reach me, especially if I ever get my computer fixed, at radiocafe@ksfr.org. We are at facebook.com. Do you use Facebook?
Facebook.com. I do. I am on Facebook.
/radiocafe. You're probably my friend on Facebook.
I think I am, and thanks for remembering.
Hey, you guys. I'm brain dead. Have a great weekend.
Next weekend, we'll do Fiesta.
Well, next weekend, we will indeed do Fiesta.
Oh, boy.
I'll see you cats in a month.
I'll see you bunnies. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, Mary Charlotte, Bill Hutcherson, and Robert Knott.
That's me.
Thanks so much to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for keeping it all together.
Yeah.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Adios.
Ciao.